America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Entire world watched.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
Kristen Hoffman, everyone, and here is Environment. Songs of the Ocean.
Oh,
Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Jenna, and you're listening to the America Meditating Radio Show. That was Sanatan Kaur Ekankar, one of my favorites. It's just something about waking up and listening to Sanatan. You just can't help but weigh, you know, back and forth and just feel a kind of strength or a kind of solid feeling inside of you. I came back from I attended the screening of the Concussions movie that's going to be released on Christmas Day, December 25th. And I have to say, I came away with a different sort of interpretation from what I read and was told and even watched on the trailer. It was all about the role of the NFL and players in the league that are injured through the hits that they endure on the field, and that the NFL should basically take responsibility of the role that they're playing with these players. And I kind of left thinking, not that I'm sorry if I'm, you know, walking on any toes here, but I didn't feel it was a role of the NFL. I felt like it was definitely more responsibility from the physicians, because they are sworn to oath, a Hippocratic oath, to not cause harm to anyone and to heal everyone. And they kept sending those boys back out on the field. And as we've heard countless stories of former players, some of the most famous and some of the ones that are not famous, actually dying because of these head injuries. So I would recommend you to go to see the movie. It's informative. And if you are a sports fanatic, it might be a quite interesting spin for the holiday. You know, having your body in check and having everything working for you is what, you know, people are normally always expecting. But sometimes you're not born with all the pieces and the limbs all together working to your advantage. And so are you mentally strong in your mind to be able to make your whole being work more than maybe what your body might be doing? Stay tuned. We're going to have Shawn Horn on, and she's going to be telling us a little bit about how she has endured cerebral palsy and much more. Before I get Shawn on, I want to get Sister Geeta to read us one of her poems and take us into the zone. Sister Geeta, are you on the air?
Yes, I'm on the air. Where else would I be? There's nowhere else I'd rather be but on the America Meditating Radio Show. Okay. Hi, beautiful souls. I am inspired to read The Inspirations on a Strong Woman. It's entitled, actually, A Strong Woman Versus a Woman of Strength. A strong woman works out every day to keep her body in shape. But a woman of strength builds relationships to keep her soul in shape. A strong woman isn't afraid of anything, but a woman of strength shows courage in the midst of her fears. A strong woman won't let anyone get the best of her, but a woman of strength gives the best of her to everyone. A strong woman makes mistakes and avoids the same in the future. A woman of strength realizes life's mistakes can also be blessings and capitalizes on them. A strong woman wears the look of confidence on her face, but a woman of strength wears grace. A strong woman has faith that she is strong enough for the journey. I love this. But a woman of strength has faith that it is in the journey itself that she will become strong. To all the beautiful women of strength, Om Shanti. And this is taken from the book, The Four Faces of Woman. Have a wonderful day, beautiful souls. Om Shanti.
Welcome back. That was Beautiful Girl from Lucinda Drayton on her Bliss CD. And you're listening to America Meditating Radio. We really appreciated hearing Sister Gita's reading on a strong woman versus a woman of strength. That was powerful, huh? We're very happy to have Shawn Horn on. She is a joyful woman with cerebral palsy, serving as a writer, mentor, teacher, and positivity activist. You see, her vision is to expand the world's concept and representation of beauty, to celebrate new faces and new bodies. With her personal stories and ongoing mentoring work, Shawn is invested in contributing positively to self-esteem and the collective self-image, especially for women. Starting in 2010 with a popular YouTube video, she has called for the inclusion of people with disabilities in various beauty campaigns. She has also ongoing programs with NYU's Initiative for Women with Disabilities, Young Women's Program, where she leads a workshop she created called Give Beauty Wings, also the name of her organization. She's also a blogger for our friends at Positively Positive, and today we're happy to welcome Shawn back on the air. Hi.
Hello, Sister Jenna. Thank you for having me.
Me too. I'm glad that you're able. Oh, you're welcome. You're amazing. You know, I want to talk about your infectious happiness. There's some people who've got, like, everything together, and they're miserable. And, you know, here you've got some challenges, but you are still maintaining your positive attitude. Tell our listeners, what's at the core of your joy?
Well, I think all joy must, you know, be genuine, but I don't think our joy is dependent on circumstances. It's dependent on gratitude. And there's always something amazing to be grateful for every day. And, you know, I don't feel that cerebral palsy has been anything but a blessing in my life. So it helps to feed the joy in that way, and also having love and support of friends and family certainly doesn't hurt. You know, we are all in this together. So when you realize that it takes a village and that we're in this together, you know, we're never alone. So that should be a comfort to us.
And tell us a little bit about cerebral palsy. Like, what are the numbers on Americans that are actually battling, I don't know if that's the right word to say, but struggling with it? And what are some of the things that individuals can do to assist this area?
Well, I have to tell you that I don't know the statistics, because I hadn't Googled cerebral palsy till I was about 25, and I'm 32 now. Mostly because it was such a added so much to my life that I was never really that curious about it. I mean, I know that it affected my motor control and balance, and it's very varied along the spectrum in terms of, you know, I have friends who are in wheelchairs, I have friends who can walk, but, you know, maybe their leg is in a little bit, or everybody's different. And just like anything else, just like, you know, some people have blue eyes, some people have brown eyes. So, you know, I'm not the expert to tell you. You would need to talk to a doctor or someone in the medical field for that. But I can tell you about sort of my experience. Yes. I always say I can only speak for my experience of disability. I'm not speaking for every person with a disability, because we have such different, diverse, beautiful stories. And,
beautiful. You're a strong advocate for people with disabilities, and you have worked with a number of government agencies to bring about some positive changes, right? Why are you so passionate about, you know, the advocacy and in changing the minds of others regarding their perceptions of beauty?
Well, you know, it's so interesting, because I started this journey not knowing this is where I would end up. I wanted to be a writer, but I was a writer who never wrote. And because I held it sacred to a point where I didn't write at all. But what I found, as I was a grant writer for a theater in New York, it had 15 members with disabilities, 45 members total, actors, studio actors, award-winning playwrights, and, you know, whether they had disabilities or not, I found the overwhelming things that they were writing about on a monthly basis. We would share our journals, and what they were writing about on a monthly basis, you know, these were people I looked up to. I was intimidated to even be in their presence often. And, you know, they were writing things like, I hate my body, I hate my life. And this is obviously not to get specific about specific people, but I realized that our sense of beauty really has nothing to do with our actual value. it often had to do with how we saw ourselves. And when I realized that these people that I looked up to also struggled with, you know, the things that we all go through of self-doubt, and, you know, it actually, it became a passion of mine to want to first talk to them, but also talk our inherent value and beauty and celebrating who we are and not giving in to the lies that we tell ourselves mm-hmm. every day.
Well, well said, well said. You're advocating some work as well with NYU and AT&T on an initiative called Connectability Challenge and with Give Beauty Wings. What's that about?
Well, it was a very big passion project for me this year. It was an assistive technology competition that they did worldwide, and they used four of us as examples to design around. Because if you say, please design something for people with disabilities, people are going to say, okay, where do I start? What do I do? But if you say, this is Sean, this is what she needs. This is Jason, this is what he needs. This is Gus, this is what he needs. It becomes personal and it becomes specific, and then they can really get to the work of doing things that have practical and life-changing purposes for us. So it was such an honor to be a part of that challenge. You know, I was not a technologist when they approached me. I'm not a technologist now, but I feel I'm more well-informed. And, you know, it's been an incredible journey. And I think I'm even judging something in February for NYU again. So I'm very happy to wear that hat once more. And it's been such an honor. And to see that, you know, what I do is so different from technology, to see that it has relevance anywhere else was very exciting for me.
Inspirational. Tell me some of your other successes and accomplishments. Like, you have been working a lot in this particular area, and success doesn't have to be that you spoke at a conference for 10,000 people and 5,000 decided they were going to get up and walk. Share with our listeners some of those stories that kind of you walked away from it and you just felt like, aha, I've got this. You know, those powerful realization moments, which yes. I feel are our true successes.
Yes. I'm so glad you phrased it in that way, because it wouldn't be one specific, you know, an award or something like that that I would think of, but more, I think of success through my students, through the participants. You know, I think of Amar, who, when she came to the class, couldn't even look at people and was very sad every day. And then at the end of all of this, and even beyond taking the class, because she did the work herself, became the president of her advocacy group at BMCC, the Beyond the Limits Club. And just the way she glows when she smiles now, and to see her through that process and to witness others blossoming, that to me is success. To see the fruit that it has in someone else's life, you know, just planting the right seeds and asking the right questions, really. That was my job. I'm really just shining a light into the beauty that's in each of my students, and it's up to them to take the torch further. But it's always beautiful to see when that happens. So that would be, you know, in terms of as a, I wouldn't even say teacher, but as the sort of, I guess, galvanizer of their process. It's a joy to see that. And on a personal level for me, if you knew me at age 15, you would know. And who, you know, pimply girl with braces who saw beauty in everyone else, which I realized later on was part of my, it's part of my gift to see gifts in others. But at the time when I didn't have enough faith that I had enough beauty to offer, it was something that dampened my light for a while. And to come from that insecure girl at age 15 who was afraid of what she had to say, to then be a commencement speaker at the high school where I was that 15-year-old girl last year in June, that would probably be my greatest accomplishment. And I think only because I don't feel it was my accomplishment. I feel it was just a full circle moment in my life to show me what we can overcome. And you said the word endure. I think the only thing I've endured was my own insecurities as a woman. Mm. Not as a woman with a disability, just as a girl
becoming a woman.
Yes.
Beautiful. But and, it's true. Yes. I mean, I think sometimes we might put too much emphasis on what is just different, what we quote-unquote coin the norm. But in reality, what you're advocating is that the real sense of life And the real sense of beauty comes on the character or the nature of a person. And it has nothing to do if I have a physical limitation or not. That life is about what is happening from within you, outside of you, correct?
Yes, but I would also say, I would add to that, I guess, that I think there's nothing wrong in noting what is different about you, because what's different about you helps you to stand out. But I think we have to stop using difference in negative ways, where it's a comparison of, you know, oh, this person is prettier or smarter or taller or greater at this. But more, if I'm the tallest person in the room, well, then I know it's my responsibility to get that light bulb that nobody else can reach. If I'm the smallest person in the room, I know I can get into that nook and cranny that nobody else can fit into. So difference can be empowering, and I don't think we should wash away those things, but instead celebrate them and also be able to use our difference in an empowering way that we can be a blessing to the others who may not be able to do what we can do because of our difference.
Brilliant.
So I absolutely agree with what you said, but I think there's also, you know, this is not to say that we wash away those things that we have to offer uniquely.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely. Very brilliant. Very brilliant. Well said. You know, Sham, you're such an inspiration, and I want you to know that come on the air and let us know some of the great things that you are doing so that we can amplify your story. I think it's very important. I love your attitude. Before I let you go, could you leave us what might be your favorite life quote that you're living by currently?
Yes, I would love to. And mm-hmm. By the way, I think everybody should be inspiring each other. So it's not just me or you, but we're all examples to one another. And and I would say that the quotation that I always think of when I'm out and about and in the world is, always leave somebody better off than when you found them. And for me, that means whether it's a smile or a hug, you know, I want to be able to be present with any person and maybe, you know, make their day a little bit better just by, you know, acknowledging them in some way, big or small. And I believe that quotation is from Mother Teresa. Can't think of a greater example than her. And then I would say for me personally, I love this quotation in Romans, which says, I'm convinced neither height nor depth, nor angels nor demons, nothing shall separate us from the love that God has for us. I think that always is a great reminder that love is never far away. So those are the two.
Thank you, Sean. Could you leave us with a website that our listeners can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. It is www.seanhorn.weebly.com.
Wonderful. Sean Horn, happy holidays. Thank you so very much. And hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
What a wonderful spirit, huh? She hit it on the nail. It's not about, you know, even just a disability. Yes, we are different. But again, what I took away from our conversation is just the quality of the spirit that you are. That's what the world is in need of, individuals with just a positive mindset and a positive attitude so that we can make this planet and this world a better place. You've been listening to America Meditating Radio, and that was Sean Horn on. And please feel free to visit her on her website or check out her latest article on Positively Positive. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We are here to love each other the same. And take care of yourselves and keep yourself up, positive, and always on the move. Here is Between the Veils by our wonderful, wonderful singer, Kristen Hoffman. Take care, everyone.
Like a shark.